Duluth native Brett Klozowski was a goaltender for the Yellow Jackets in the late 1980s and early 1990s, and then moved into the coaching ranks at UW-Superior. In the mid-90s, he stepped back on the ice, and to this day is still an official at the high school, junior, and college levels. This is a segment that we call Where Are They Now? And I guess the best way to start this out, Brett, is to ask, where is Brett Klozowski now?
Right now, I'm sitting in my car. on Highway 53, going north toward the range currently. I will be turning off in another couple miles to go to Thief River Falls, Minnesota, to referee a 2-2 junior hockey game in the Superior International Junior Hockey League. It's one of the many leagues that I work, and so this is what I do for a living and have done now for 25 years, really since I left my assistant coaching position at UWS back in 1998. So it's 96, whatever it was that my last season was. So, yeah, that's what we're doing.
That is probably the most literal response to the question, where are they now, that I've ever gotten doing this.
Well, try to keep it interesting for the folks out there.
So the officiating path is kind of the career direction you chose to go. And what pulled you in that direction?
That's a great question. In all honesty, it was the ability to stay on the ice and be involved in the game in a much more intricate way than coaching could allow. I love coaching. I'm coaching my son's PWB hockey team. I'm the head coach. I'm not there as much as I'd like to be, but because of my travel for officiating still. But I still love coaching. I love teaching the game. But at that time, you know, what I was it 26, 27, 28? I was just really getting into it, and I enjoyed the challenge of trying to strive for that perfection that every official strives for but never achieves. And so it was always about how close can you get to being perfect on a given night. And unfortunately, in 25 years, literally from squirts to minor professional, I've never achieved a perfect game, which is kind of what keeps you going, at least for me anyway, it is. So
it's, yeah, because that was going to kind of be my next question is, no offense, Brett, but you're not a spring chicken here. So what is it that keeps you on the ice at a time when most officials have hung up the blades a long time ago?
Well, I think, and again, I love the challenge of it. I love the camaraderie. You know, it's no different than being on a hockey team or any other athletic sports team. You have a room. You have teammates. You know, you have guys you bond with and develop relationships with that last for lifetimes. And that's a big part of it for me. And part of it also is I enjoy, back to the teaching part, right? So I do enjoy coaching the game, but I also enjoy coaching officiating. You know, I supervise and assign the officials for the two U.S.-based teams in the SIJHL. And so I get to teach people, and I love working with young officials. And that's a big part of what keeps me on the ice, especially with some of the physical challenges I've had to go through in the last, say, 8 years. And I'm still dealing with is, I'm going to have my left hip replaced here in April is the plan anyway. And it's real tough skating right now. The pain's pretty bad. So, but that's why I do it. I love being on the ice, and it's just something, I've got goals I haven't accomplished yet. And, I really want to work in NCAA tournament at the Division I level. Haven't had that chance yet. I want to give it a couple more years and see how it goes. And well, if that doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, but I'm getting close. There's no doubt. The end is near. And, hopefully there's a supervisor job that pays, more than the 15 to 20 grand a year I make officiating.
You find that league, you let me know.
Well, I'm hoping, I'm being told by some of the coaches in the WCHA, the men's league that I still work in Division I hockey, that the league, as some people out there know, there's seven teams that are leaving the WCHA at the end of next season. And a couple of the coaches have told me point blank just to make sure I've got my resume ready and that I apply for the officiating or the supervisor position. They don't have any kind of real idea of how they're going to go about it. There's talk about having Steve Piotrowski, the guy who supervises and schedules the Big Ten guys, just take over that new league's supervision as well. So who knows how it's going to shake out. But if they have their own independent supervisor, I'm sure they got to put my name in and make a push for it. But again, there's a lot of qualified people out there, so there's no guarantee I'm going to get the job.
You've officiated in the junior game, different levels of junior hockey. You've officiated different levels of college hockey. You've been in minor pro. what's your favorite level to work?
It's a tie. And I think I'm going to find out that it's even more my favorite level on Monday. My 12-year-old son, my youngest of the three kids, is going to, and the only hockey player, is going to work his first game with me on Monday in a squirt game here in the Duluth area. And but I love squirt hockey. I love it. I mean, it's so much fun to be out with those kids. There's no pressure. None. I mean, all those, most of the people around here, I at least know who I am a little bit. And so, and they know that I've, you know, been in high levels of officiating. So they don't question anything I do anymore in the youth games that I do. And so I enjoy squirt level the best. There's no checking. You're just, you know, teaching kids, having fun. The kids are out there. It's very pure still in terms of why the kids are playing. But second to that, at the higher levels, minor professional is my favorite.
Okay.
I miss it greatly. It the challenge with it, and the game has changed dramatically since I've even worked my last pro game, which is like 2011 or 2012. And the problem, the reason why it's so fun is because it's men being men. Guys know their roles. Okay, I don't have to worry about if I actually, you know, use a curse word, that the player's going to go back to his coach, tell his coach, the coach is going to call the AD, and then the AD is going to call the supervisor, and the supervisor is going to yell at me for, you know, saying, you know, get the F away from me. Okay? So that's what's nice about it. I love pro hockey, and it was a fun game. Back, especially when I worked in the old United Hockey League and the Central League, and there was, at that time, there was still a lot of fighting. There was a lot of, we had, you know, number, three, four times a year, you'd have a 5-on-5 line brawl. I mean, I don't mind that stuff. I enjoy it. I mean, because a lot of it's just guys being silly. You know, they're not even that seriously mad at guys most of the time. So, but just the give and take, and really the other side of it that's great is, I was fortunate by the time I got finished toward my last 3, 4, 5 years of minor pro hockey, I was working players, games in minor pro that I worked as high school and even Bantam players.
Well, that's kind of cool.
You get to watch those kids develop through the ranks. Like, and I'm sitting there with my 12-year-old watching an NHL game, and whether it's, hey, you know, I worked with Chris Rooney, who worked the final last year, the Game 7, and actually he was a roommate of mine in one of my USA Hockey officiating camps way back when in the mid-90s. And then the other guys in the NHL staff that are in their late 30s through 50 are all guys I worked with, either in minor pro hockey or in the junior level when they were, you know, coming through the ranks. So, you know, I live a little vicariously through them as well. And then, but, you know, even the players, you know, you tell your kid, yeah, I refereed when he was a Bantam, I refereed him, you know, guys, NHL guys, you know, hey, when he was in high school, I refereed him or college. So, you know, that's what makes it interesting, right? I mean, to be able to kind of say, hey, you've seen and had a front row seat to those players' development as they've gone all the way up into the NHL.
Now, I want you to answer one more question from me and kind of in a way settling the argument that's gone on bar stools everywhere from the beginning of time until today. Referees don't care who wins, do they?
They don't. They just don't. There's officials. We'll go back to the argument you and I were having, or conversation having before we started the segment off air. Some guys just call more penalties than others, and it may come across as being, you know, like they have a thing for that team, but you know, it's just not true. Like, I get accused of having, I'm biased against the, you know, Hermantown High School's team here locally, because I stood up at a school board meeting and said I thought that they should play at a different class. And yet, if you really look back on the facts, the last two games I've refereed of theirs, one I call a penalty shot in that kind of broke the game open, made it 3-0 or 4-0. And then also we called like 5 more penalties on the visiting team than we did on Hermantown. And then the year before that, like a week before the school board meeting I stood up at, they were playing the number one double-A team in the state. And they were down 2-0 going into the third period. I ended up calling 3 penalties against Minnetonka, the team they were playing, and Hermantown scored 2 power play goals and tied the game, and it stayed a tie. So the thing is, you try to point that stuff out to people who, you know, make these subtle accusations like, oh, you don't like Hermantown. Well, no, it's got nothing to do with liking your life. When I step on the ice, when any upper level official steps on the ice, he's doing it with the impression he's going to go out there and call no penalties. That's the goal, is to call no penalties, because the players, to their great credit, play the game and don't put us in positions where we have to put our arm up. Ultimately, in most games, obviously, you're going to call at least a few, but the goal is always go out there and manage the game in a way that prevents you from having to call penalties if at all possible. Some guys do that through communication. Some guys do it other ways. But the point, though, is that nobody cares who wins or loses. We just don't care. Now you can we can argue about. To me, the bigger question is, where do we want to go with replay in the end? You know, obviously Division III, we don't deal with that, but at least not yet. But that's the big thing to me in upper level hockey is the whole replay issue. But I don't know. I don't think there's any easy answer.
KUWS Radio Sports, and where are they now? I'm John Garber.